We got some positive economic news this week. Retail sales rocketed ahead last month, up nearly 10% according to the Commerce Department, as Americans put their $1,400 relief payments to work. And the economic tide is rising across the Pacific. China's economy grew 18% last quarter compared to this time last year. Let's bring in NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley for more. Hey, Scott.
Good to be with you, Tanya.
Yes. So these March numbers, these March spending numbers specifically, they're the biggest in months. Did economists actually see this coming?
Economists were anticipating strong sales, but this was somewhat better than expected even. Sales were up, as you say, 9.8% last month. That's the second biggest increase on record. The only bigger one was last May when the U.S. was just coming out of the original pandemic lockdown. Some of the increase we saw last month was payback for February, when much of the country was stuck in a deep freeze and sales took a hit as a result. But even if you account for that, overall sales are way up from where they were before the pandemic. And that's important because consumer spending is a huge driver of the overall U.S. economy.
What are Americans spending the most on? What retailers or sectors specifically did best?
Last month, clothing stores did well, sporting goods stores did well, car dealers did well. The numbers kind of paint a picture of a spring awakening. You know, people who've been stuck in their houses wearing sweatpants all winter were getting outside, maybe getting new outfits, taking road trips. Restaurant sales were also up. Some of that spending reflects the $1,400 relief payments that the government began sending out in March. We've also seen a relaxation in COVID restrictions. And, of course, millions of people are getting vaccinated every day. So that means more people feel comfortable going out and spending money.
Jobless claims also dropped. They're the lowest since last March, before the worst of the pandemic. Who's hiring?
We saw a lot of hiring across the board in March. Bars and restaurants have been a good barometer of both the ups and downs over the last year. And they hired 176,000 people in March. Retailers also hired about 22,000 people. Construction companies hired 110,000 people last month. That matches a report we got this morning about a big jump in housing starts during the month. There were also a lot of jobs added in education in March as more schools reopened for in-person instruction. And that's certainly good news, not only for the kids, but also for their parents, many of whom have been unable to work or at least had challenges trying to work while their kids were at home during the school day. So as more schools reopen, more folks will be able to go back to work.
Before I let you go, I have just under a minute, but there's something else. Consumer spending has also fueled an inflation bump. The Federal Reserve says they're not worried, but just how much more expensive are goods and services getting?
We did see a jump in prices last month. They were up about 0.6% compared to February and 2.6% over the last year. The numbers point to increased demand for things like haircuts and hotel rooms, which have been out of favor for most of the last year. And as demand picks up, you know, suppliers are struggling to keep up. We continue to see bottlenecks in transportation. There's a lot of cargo piling up on the West Coast. That's a recipe for higher prices. But the Federal Reserve thinks that'll work itself out, and we won't see an ongoing upward spiral in prices.
NPR Chief Economic Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
You're welcome.